And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number two, myself, Andy, and Charlie, and we will get rolling here in a minute on our movies with deadlines. You're always welcome to join in. You can text us. I should check the text line. You can text us 307-200-8222, or you can call us 303-477-5600. What's the parameters here?
Yeah, I just want to say this is a broad category, folks. Deadlines, anything where you just got to beat a certain time. So, you know, maybe you got to do it by sunset. Maybe you got to do it. There's an actual ticking clock. Maybe you're told that you got to get this article in by 6 p.m. Any movie where there's a deadline. And obviously, why are we doing this? Because of all the election deadlines.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
All the legal deadlines that have to be met right now.
Yes. Okay. So let's do this. We will, Richard's calling in now, so we can get started, then we'll take a break after we do a few.
You don't want to do break right now while he gets set up?
No, he's right here. You there, Richard?
Yeah, I don't like it. You're messing me up there, pal.
How?
This is not our normal schedule.
Well, we're going to do a few. We'll do a round, then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll do a couple rounds, maybe. We got time.
Andy, I don't like it already. He's not letting us get into our groove. Something's fishy.
We're fine.
I know. You know why, Richard? I think your dad's jealous at how well we've done it over the last few weeks, and he's trying to throw us off.
So how have you guys done it?
I totally get it.
We've just been on, man. We've had it. You know, it. It's kind of hard to describe that it.
Okay. You guys say so.
Who's
going first?
Well, really quick, I just want to sum it up like this.
What?
I'm going to count to three. There will not be a four.
There will not be a four.
You get the idea.
One, two. Okay.
That, by the way, was Hans from
Die Hard, right?
Die Hard, yes. I don't know if we could really call that a countdown. It kind of was.
Well, that's going to be a Christmas movie. Just leave it for that.
Yeah, which we're doing it on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, not this week, but the week after.
Wednesday before Christmas.
So the 23rd.
Yes.
Wednesday the 23rd. All right, you're up first. Go.
Okay, here comes the deadline. Ready?
Yeah.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, just might work.
On a crappy DeLorean.
Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Back to the future.
Why do you keep getting up in arms about it being a DeLorean?
Because that's the junkiest car on the planet. Well, they could have picked a better car.
Yeah, but you got to keep in mind, it was the ultimate electric car, and that's your big rave right now. So you should have liked that. Am I right, Richard? Shouldn't he have liked it?
I mean, any movie that has a poor car, he will not enjoy. I'll just tell you that right off the bat. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be a car that most everyone likes, but if he doesn't like it, he's not going to enjoy it. So I can't say it. But
they had a junk heap in Wayne's World.
True. One thing about Back to the Future doesn't give enough credit. I want that book. I just want the sports book about all the sports betting and sports gambling and stuff, so you could just make a gazillion dollars betting.
You're talking Back to the Future too. Oh, yes.
Wasn't that Biff?
That's
yes.
Biff?
Think, McFly. Think.
Biff? Okay. All right, Richard, you're up. What's yours?
All right, I'm going to go with one on a slightly different track than old Back to the Future there. And that's going to be a good old-fashioned Liam Neeson flick, and that's going to be Taken. Because he's up against a deadline and trying to rescue his daughter, and he has to do so in so many ways, and I just don't understand why people keep taking things from Liam Neeson. You'd think they would learn after.
Yeah, you'd think.
He has a 96-hour window. It's a perfect countdown movie. Absolutely. He's got 96 hours. After that, you're probably not going to find her.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome movie,
by the way. One of my favorites. He does great.
All right, one of my favorite movies, and I didn't really think about it having a deadline, but it does, and that is Unstoppable, the runaway train movie with Denzel Washington and Chris Pine.
Very good.
Because they basically are up against the clock and getting this train stopped before it runs, basically, you know, creams into the end of the track and, you know, the town and everything around it and all that, and it's a great movie.
All right.
But it is, and by the way, just an as a side note, one of those movies where I don't know if there's a dull moment in that whole movie. It's just one of those where it's just bam, 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 something happening all the time.
Okay. But I need a movie where there's better acting and more tension. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. We need a time thing here.
Okay, here we go.
Mr. President, after I destroy Washington, D.C., I will destroy another major city every hour on the hour. That is, unless, of course, you pay me. $100 billion.
Dr. Evil, this is 1969. That amount of money doesn't even exist.
That when he went back, right?
I want a gajillion, bajillion dollars.
Come on, Mr. President. Show me the money.
Show you what money?
Show me the money. Show me the money. You had me at hello, tear.
Okay, I'll just let it go with that.
It's such a good movie.
Well, all the Austin Power movies, he would give these in 12 hours or at this time, this is going to happen, and I want this much money. He never gets it right for any time period.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
It's great.
Those are very, and the acting is great.
Those are great.
It's very stressful. I was afraid as I listened to him. So I was thinking, man, he could do it.
Dr. Evil. He's got a little finger in his mouth. Okay, Richard, you're up. Go ahead.
Oh, geez. Well, keeping on the comedy train, we did this one, I believe we did it last week, Andy, with him out of town, and that's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yes.
Because, of course, they have a deadline of, you know, they've got to get home in time, you know, as he's, you know, sick and deathly ill, and you have to make it home. I'll be honest.
Let my Cameron go.
Well, yes, it's Cameron. One of the most underrated characters in that movie is the principal.
Oh, I know.
He does, Ed?
Mr. Rooney. Ed Rooney.
Rooney? He's one righteous dude, the secretary.
That's a great movie. It's hilarious.
And once again, like I said last week, that's a movie that young people who've never seen it, a lot of times...
Never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, I'm saying, you know, if you got younger people who haven't. A lot of times younger people will watch the comedies that we liked from way back when, and they'll find them boring. They'll watch that. They'll enjoy it.
All right. Okay, what's yours? Is that yours, Richard? That's Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, that was me. It was you.
Okay, I'm going to go the other direction. This is not a comedy, and it's not an action flick. Well, maybe you could call it that. And you guys are always mad at me because I throw a depressing movie into the mix, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Okay.
127 Hours, the mountain climber that's stuck in the crack up in Utah. Ever see the movie?
No.
Yeah.
Did you know the story?
Well, no, was that the one with Franco?
Yeah, Franco is. It's a true life story.
His own handoff.
Yeah, it's a true life story. The guy, it's his leg. He gets caught down in the, is it his arm or his leg? I don't remember.
It's his hand.
Yeah, he has to cut his own hand off with the other hand.
With the pocket knife.
With a pocket knife.
Yeah. It's a true story.
It's a true story. He's up against the clock because if he doesn't cut his hand off and get out of that crack, he's dead.
He's going to die.
You're right. It's a true story. He does cut his arm off.
Could you do it?
No. Well, and I don't know.
Won,
I mean, if
won
you...
a bunch of, I think it won some awards, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
how do you not
yeah,
know this?
I mean, you know, I mean, would I do it? I don't know. I mean, Andy, if it's your arm cutting it off or dying in a crack...
So you'd be okay cutting my arm off?
Well, I'd cut yours off in a heartbeat.
To save yourself.
Yes, I would for sure, yes.
I mean, but let's be honest.
You would do that just to get a better
dead.
Shift at work.
let's be honest. None of us are being caught dead. Well, you know, literally and figuratively. We're not being caught walking in, you know, essentially climbing by ourselves in these mountainous valleys of Utah. That nonsense.
Yeah, in a way, you kind of have to say... it just sort of happened. All right, Wayne has an answer for us, too. Wayne, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John. I have a couple ideas for you.
Let's hear it.
Obviously, the Blues Brothers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's in my drive radio intro.
Yep. And the next one is Sister Act.
I never saw that.
Sister Act's a good movie, John.
Is it really?
Yes.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg who I don't care for politically, but she is an awesome actress, and she really pulled off a good job on that. Okay. But they had to raise funds to replace the roof on their church for in a certain amount of time,
okay.
And she was able to pull it off with her interaction with the public.
Wayne, isn't it kind of nice to be able to take a couple hours off and enjoy Whoopi Goldberg and not hate her?
You know what? It is. I don't listen to her or watch her because I just get infuriated every time. But she's a great actress.
And, she is.
You know, in that particular movie, she pulled it off beautifully. You know, it's okay. Funny because, you know, playing in my dad's band when I was a young man and then playing in the high school jazz band, I was lucky to have leaders in those bands that stirred the emotion like she did in that movie. And she got the people to perform in a way that most people couldn't. And I experienced that firsthand in bands that I was in. And it was just, I love it. Great movie.
Okay. All right. Wayne, I appreciate it very much. John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We'll get you as soon as we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Mighty Hand Construction's coming up next. Now, some of you might have a deadline when it comes to getting some things done around the house. If that is the case, then you know what? Call Mighty Hand Construction, and they will take care of you. KLZradio.com, and that's where you find them. Or you can call them directly, 970-844-9191. All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Movies with Deadlines. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, John, how are you today?
Good, sir.
All right, I got three. I'm going to go from the oldest to the newest. The first one is Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
They had 120-something hours to put out a fire in the Van Allen belt or the planet would be destroyed.
Okay. I'm writing it
down. You've never seen the original, John?
Nope.
Which, by the way, is basically that's basically the same messaging we get on global warming.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
If we don't act right now.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Bye, Andy. Yeah. The next one, one of my favorite movies of all time is the original Taking of the Pelham 1-2-3.
I have that one on my list.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's the train movie, right?
Yeah. And 3/4 of the movie is just watching Robert Shaw and Walter Matthau go back and forth on the radio on the original. And Robert Shaw's great. Every time Walter Matthau asks him something, he just says 45 minutes, 44 minutes. So I like that one. And then the third one, I don't know if you guys remember Brewster's Millions.
Oh, yes.
With Richard Pryor and John Candy.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a certain amount of time to spend it.
Yeah, he got $10 million. I think he had to spend it in 30 days, and he'd inherit $100 million then. But if he didn't spend it, he was broke.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. No, that's a really good one.
Good examples, John.
Yeah, good. Good job.
Some old ones. Hey, John, I got to call you tomorrow. I ran into an issue. I got to give you a call.
Call me tomorrow. We'll be
all
here.
Right, thanks.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it very much. All right. You're up, Andy.
Okay. Well, we got a movie that definitely had a classic countdown, and here's a guy explaining it. It's for Independence Day.
It's like in chess. First, you strategically position your pieces. Then when the timing's right, you strike. See? They're positioning themselves all over the world, using this one signal to synchronize their efforts in approximately 6 hours. The signal's going to disappear and the countdown's going to be over.
And then what?
Checkmate.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got to call my brother. I better call my housekeeper. I got to call my lawyer. Forget my lawyer.
The best part about Independence Day is at the very, very end, which I have a clip for. We may play it. We'll see if we have time or not.
Yeah.
Where Eddie, you know, it's not Eddie in the movie, but, you know, we always remember him as Eddie. Eddie flies up into the middle of the UFO.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm back.
I'm back.
And he played, once again, the same kind of character.
Yep. It's great.
Yeah.
He does perfect. A great job. All right. You're up, Richard.
All right, well, I guess you're switching it up. I'm going to do a stretch here, but that's because we have to mention it. And we're really going to have to mention it here in 2 weeks. And if you people take this movie, I'm going to be very upset with you. And that is going to be Christmas Vacation.
Okay, so I was thinking about that. Where's the time in that? I watched it the other night. Where's the...
Where's the countdown?
There was a time when he's getting ready to fire up the lights, and he goes, drum roll, please.
Oh, that's true.
Boom.
Yeah.
And it's a countdown to Christmas, Dad. Come on.
No, it is a countdown to Christmas. That's true, too.
Yeah. That's.
Although, do they ever get to Christmas on that movie?
That's in the strike zone.
What?
What?
Do they ever get to Christmas in the movie?
Yes, they get to Christmas.
Sort of.
Do they?
Well, sort of. Well, like, I mean, they kidnap the Christmas boss.
Yeah, that's on Christmas Eve, though.
Yeah, I guess it is Christmas Eve.
I don't think they actually get to Christmas.
I don't know if they ever do get to Christmas, actually.
The Deli of the Month Club.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, Clark.
The gift that keeps on
giving. It's the Deli of the Month
Club. You know what I really like for Christmas? We can't say that.
That's
anyway, yes, one of my personal favorites. A high-quality film there.
Yeah, very high quality. Okay, somebody's just texted this in. I got a few text messages real quick. Smokey and the Bandit. Would that have a deadline? I mean, they're running the beer.
Yeah, they're racing, but I mean, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't seen it in so long.
I haven't
long.
Seen it so long either. That,
Richard?
I mean, we'll take your word for it.
You guys predate me, so what does that tell you?
Oh, and then somebody also just added the quote.
Why do you constantly
somebody just added the quote of Eddie in Independence State. In the words of my generation, up yours!
Up yours! Did you notice, by the way, John, that your son mentions that we're older than him every single week?
Every single week, I know.
It's very hurtful. It hurts my heart.
I just have to get jabs in now, because eventually my son's going to be doing it to me, and I won't have anything to say. So I got to do it now while I can.
Okay.
Richard, it hurts my heart, and it hurts my hip.
Well, understood.
All right, somebody texted this in, and it's also on my list as well. Quick and the Dead.
Oh, we were going to use that.
Great movie, by the way. In fact, that's one of Sharon Stone, I think, one of her best movies, period. I think she did a great job in that movie.
She was fun in that. You had Leo, Gene Hackman.
They're all in it. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Russell Crowe. Don't forget Russell.
Oh, yeah. Russell Crowe. Yeah, right. I forgot about him.
Russell.
The preacher turned gunfighter.
Yeah, for the preacher.
Yeah,
the preacher. Was good.
With his beat up hand and the old crappy gun.
Okay, do you have one or do you got some more?
That was mine. No, I'll use that one. That was good. Quick in the Dead, I'll use it as mine.
Oh, you stole it from a.
No, it was on my list anyways.
Okay.
All right.
It was. All right. This next one is a cartoon and not a humor scene at all, but this is laying the foundation for the whole plot of the movie, and it's Beauty and the Beast.
The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose which would bloom until his 21st year. If he could learn to love another and earn her love in return by the time the last petal fell, then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time.
What do you think? That's a deadline, right? He's got to do it before that last petal falls off.
Sure, Andy. We'll let that slide.
Look, he had to earn love. It wasn't like Hunter Biden. He didn't buy it.
We'll let it slide.
Come on. I mean, this was the real thing. Richard, bail me out. That is definitely a deadline.
I mean, it is, Andy, but we're just, I mean, you're really reaching.
You're stretching.
That's
not stretching
Somebody
at all.
Said that Smokey and the Bandit was, the bet was they had 12 hours or something like that to get the Coors back.
Okay.
So Mr. and Mrs. Listener, we'll give you that. We'll let you slide. Okay. That's easy enough. All right.
By the way, really quick, Beauty and the Beast had I think out of all the Disney movies, it had the best story. Had really good music, but it had a great story. Just terrifically done.
And somebody else says Bill and Ted's series. Were those have time dates on them or deadlines?
Yeah.
Save the World, I guess so, yeah. I
think so, yeah.
Really says so.
It jumped around so much, it's hard to know where the deadline is.
Okay.
I got kind of lost.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, in honor of COVID, I'm going to go with one starring, Mr. Dustin Hoffman, and that's going to be Outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would think that COVID was as deadly as the old, whatever, play that they had in that movie.
Oh, it's worse.
And I think more,
it's way worse than that.
Yeah, exactly. From the monkey, you got to find it, which probably did come from monkeys, who knows, in Wuhan in the China lab. So one of my, but obviously they have to count down because otherwise they're going to drop like the little nuclear warhead, right? Like a mini nuke on that town and just blow everyone up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's totally a deadline movie. And
yeah,
by the way, And by the way, now that Joe Biden apparently is going to save us all from COVID, I just picture him traipsing through the brush looking for the monkey.
No, Andy, he's the guy that would just say, well, we have to sacrifice this town, so be it.
Drop the nuke.
Like that is totally a Democrat thing to do, even though we're the the party of conservatives are not the compassionate ones. We just care about people's livelihoods, jobs, all the above. No, Democrats would sacrifice a town if it meant that. Boom, bum. Especially a conservative town, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right, before we take our next break, mine is going to be, which nobody, believe it or not, has even texted this one in yet, I'm surprised. And this one is, which one of Nicolas Cage's better movies, I think, Gone in 60 Seconds, 50 Cars in 72 Hours, and he's literally jumping Eleanor at the end to get it into where they need to be on time to meet the deadline of the 72 hours.
Not even 72 hours. It is 72 hours, but he has 50 cars in one night.
Right. But the 72 hours starts when he first starts talking to the, to the
True.
Gangsters who's got his brother and all of that, right?
Yeah.
True.
So there you go. Gone That's in good. 60 seconds is mine. All right, we'll take a break.
Classic.
We'll come right back. Text us again with your ideas. I got a few more we'll mention from texters. 307-200-8222. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. Find him at klzradio.com.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
All right, we are in another round of movies with deadlines. Before we do another round, though, real quick, Smokey and the Bandit have to get the beer to the big birthday party, to Ennis's birthday party. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Yeah, I guess that, yeah. Okay, it qualifies. We'll let
also a classic song.
Yeah, we'll let you guys have that one. That one works. Also, somebody else said Chicken Run. I don't know the movie, Chicken Run. Anybody know that movie?
Yeah, it's a claymation-style kind of movie, and it's very good. It's very funny, and it's a good example.
Okay, all right, you're up then.
All right. Gosh, I've got so many. Okay, this one you'll know.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Build a car to beat old man Ferrari with Ford.
Yeah,
with
good one.
A Ford.
Correct.
And how long did you tell them that you needed? 200-300 years?
90 days.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, you got me,
That's
Andy.
That's the deadline.
I did not think about that one. Good one.
Definitely a
Ford
classic.
V Ferrari.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Richard, you're up.
Yeah, well, but great movie. Again, I even think underrated, even for all the acclaim.
Well, underrated fantastic. Movie. Yes, I agree.
I'm going to go with one that's going to be you guys will know this one. Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, Speed.
Yes.
And having to keep the bus yes. up and all of the craziness that they had to do there. It was actually on TV the other day.
Now, what was
it's
the
deadline? One of those where you can just kind of...
There was numerous deadlines in that movie.
They were kind of threaded throughout.
Yeah, it was all threaded through because he had different things he had to do at different times. If the bus dropped below a certain speed, and then there's deadlines even after that on actually getting the ransom and all sorts of different things going. And yeah, I watched enough clips of it where there's several in it.
Wasn't that one of the best villains ever?
Oh, He does a great
Dennis
job.
Hopper?
Oh, Dennis Hopper was awesome. Amazing. No, what did he say? You're crazy. No, Jack. No, Jack. Poor people are crazy. I'm eccentric.
It's a great movie. Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, that one qualifies definitely. Speed. Okay. How about, and this one, most people don't think about having deadlines, but deadlines are interwoven throughout all of the series of movies. That would be The Matrix. Numerous deadlines. In fact, every time he goes in, he's got a deadline on how fast he can come back out. And they're always telling him, hurry up, hurry up. Neo, hurry up, Neo, hurry up, Neo.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a deadline there when he's doing the things that he's doing in The Matrix.
Oh, I agree.
So there you go.
Okay, this next one. Talking about great villains, who plays a better villain than Christopher Walken?
No one.
I think Christopher Walken snarled when he cried as a baby when he was slapped the first time. He just snarled.
Popped out.
he was that way. This next one is actually a half minute long, just so you can get the tension of it. But it's a movie called Nick of Time. It's an old movie with a young Johnny Depp and a young Christopher Walken. And here's the interesting thing. This is one of the only movies in all history to have been filmed in real time. That means there's like a clock in the lower corner. It's going at the, you are watching time transpire at the exact pace that it is transpiring.
I remember that now.
The entire movie, whereas other movies you jump around.
You're right. Okay.
All right. And here's where he tells Johnny Depp what he has to do. And Johnny Depp's daughter is sitting there with earphones on.
It's now 12:16. If the woman in the picture's alive at 1:30, half past one, I call my partner. Your daughter's dead. What happens if I don't call you?
Kill her anyway.
You hear that, Mr. Watson? Do you understand? It's the woman in the picture, or your daughter.
Oh my God.
God can't help her, Mr. Watson. Only you can help her.
Okay, I'll give you that one. That's good.
Was that a stressful movie?
No, that's good. I'll give it to you. Okay. All right, Richard, you're up.
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie, to be honest with you.
It's really quite good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Sounds like it. All right. I'm going to go with
Nick
one
of Time.
Again, this is a series of deadlines and also kind of a final deadline. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I believe, and that's Inception.
Yes.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, good
and,
movie.
I guess Elliot, right?
Well, they have 10 hours basically at the beginning, but then from that, there's all sorts of other deadlines inside the 10 hours.
Yes. Well, yeah, because once they get out, the plane flight is the major deadline.
Right.
You know, they have to do everything within a plane flight, but in each subsequent thing, you know, they've got X deadlines because if they don't hit their points, then they don't get out and they stay in the dream world and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is coming from a listener, and this one works. The Martian. There's a timeline to get back to Earth.
Yeah.
Get him back to Earth, right?
That's true.
Okay, The Martian.
Was that Matt Damon? Or?
Yes. Don't go anywhere with Matt Damon, by the way. You'll end up dead.
Yeah, well, you'll be stuck wherever you go.
Just don't do that. You're attacked or you're dead or whatever.
Well, we were mentioning last week the greatest acting job Matt Damon ever did. Team America.
Stop.
Matt Damon.
Stop it.
It was great.
All right. How about, this is going to be mine, Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah.
Deadline there, getting them swung around the moon and back in time, right?
Classic. My gosh, what acting.
Oh, I watched it the other night. It's a great movie.
A little slow, I will say that. A little, but as it builds up, you don't feel the slow.
It's just good. So anyways.
Okay.
Right, you're up.
This next one is... The experiment scene from Dark Knight.
Anyone attempts to get off their boat, you all die. Each of you has a remote. Blow up the other boat. At midnight, I blow you all up. If, however, one of you presses the button, I'll let that boat live. So, who's it gonna be? Harvey Dent's most wanted scumbag collection, or the sweet and innocent civilians? You choose. Oh, and you might want to decide quickly because the people on the other boat may not be quite so noble.
Okay.
Was that great?
Yeah.
What a great scene. So you've got until midnight, but you can end it quicker if you push the button and blow up the other boat.
Yeah.
To save yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll take that.
One of the best you were talking about a best villain. Heath Ledger in that is just fantastic. I mean, everyone has tried to copy him since because he just put such a unique spin. It was just phenomenal.
And they can't do it. I'm sorry. I know the guy who did Joker last year, and he's a tremendous actor, but no.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
All right. You're up, Richard.
Dad, in the theme of yours, which was, I believe you did Apollo 13, I'm going to go with another space movie, and we've done this one numerous times, and that's going to be Armageddon. Because, obviously, there is a deadline. They've got to, blow it up beforehand, and some great performances. Liv Tyler, Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck. Who's the
crazy eye guy?
The one bug-eyed guy.
Yeah. Crazy eye. What's his name?
Steve Buscemi.
There you go.
Of course.
Yes.
He's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. I mean, just overall, a very well put together movie.
Crazy grown-ups. He's in the big, huge, he ends up in the big, huge body cast at the end, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
After going through the shed on the zip line.
You know, Steve Buscemi, I think, is the funniest and most interesting side character in all these
and
movies.
And he can play any role, though.
Oh, yeah. Look at him in Fargo.
I know.
How about Con Air, where he's the mass murderer?
I forgot about that.
He's hilarious.
I forgot about Con Air.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Fargo the other night. I forgot. He was in it, too, though. He's just weird.
Yeah.
He just plays. He can play almost any type of a weird, sidekick role, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, in real life, he's one of the few actors that apparently is a pretty normal guy.
Really?
At least from what I've heard. Now, maybe I've heard wrong, but that's what I heard.
All right, somebody just texted in also Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clock's a-ticking in that one, definitely.
All right, I have one which I'm surprised Andy hasn't mentioned yet, Indiana Jones. It seems like every Indiana Jones is some sort of a timeline.
I was getting there.
Okay, there's a deadline there.
It is
right?
My favorite movie of all time. But
yes,
yeah.
I know. I stole it from you.
You stole it. You stole it.
All right, you're up.
Okay, the next movie is, I've just got a little scene that has nothing to do with time, but I just like the scene. The movie is Splash.
And with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, and Daryl Hannah, she has three fun-filled days, and that's all she's got before she's got to go back.
Okay.
And that's why there's a deadline. But this is Tom Hanks and John Candy playing racquetball. Whoops.
Maybe. Maybe not.
We'll have it.
Maybe.
Just a second. We have
maybe
difficulties
not.
And here it is.
Now look, I'm being serious. I've had a few minor fiascos in my own love life, and I admit that freely.
Freddie, you took a date to one of your own weddings.
One of your own weddings.
I'm a free spirit. I'm extremely liberal. I'm a freewheeling dude.
You brought a date to one of your own weddings.
That's bad.
It is bad.
That's really bad.
That was a funny movie, and that was a movie that really, really launched. I'm sure he was out there before that, but launched the career of John Candy and just put him on the map. He was so funny.
All right, Richard, you're next.
All right, so I'm going to go, and yes, you guys are 100%.
Wait. Here's one you're not going to get. A listener just sent this one in.
Okay.
None of us would get this. Happy Gilmore. He has to save Grandma's
house.
All
true.
That's true.
Good one. Good one.
And it's a classic.
Oh, good one. Thank you, listener. That's awesome. Good one. Yes. Okay, Richard, you're up.
Well, okay, if we're going to go with that route, then I'm going to go with Tommy Boy, because we haven't mentioned it in a few weeks.
That was coming.
And there's a timeline. He's got to save. He's got to sell all the deal, the oil filters.
No, brake pads.
Brake pads, that's right.
Half a million brake pads.
Come on, guys. Yeah.
Just saying.
He's selling them. Or otherwise Callahan's going to take over, right?
Yeah.
No. Callahan is the brake pads.
Oh, so who's Dan Aykroyd? I can't remember.
Dan Aykroyd. Oh, he's something ski.
He's the guy that's going to take him over.
Zelensky.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Zelensky.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to take over Callahan, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Okay. Somebody else said, okay, I'm trying to figure out where the time would be other than the ball games. Waterboy. Where would the deadline be on Waterboy?
I mean, in theory, it's, time to football games.
Football games, right? But other than that,
I'm not sure. Where would that be?
I don't know. So explain. Listener, explain where that one would be. Okay, I'm going to do one. Charlie and I were talking about it last week. It's called, is it Black Sunday, Charlie? It's a football movie where the terrorists are there, and there's a time limit on the bomb blowing up inside the stadium and all that. I think it's Black Sunday.
That's called Black Sunday?
Black Sunday. Have you ever seen it, Richard?
No.
It's a football movie, but there's terrorists there, and they're going to blow the stadium up and all sorts of things.
Mm.
There's a deadline, of course.
You know, there's a Van Damme movie. I know you love him.
No, I can't stand that.
There's a called Sudden Death, where they basically do the same thing with hockey.
NHL. Okay, he and what's the other guy I can't stand? Come on, what's his name? Vin Diesel. He and Vin Diesel are in the same category in my book. Neither one can act for beans. They should do a movie together. Vin Diesel, Van Damme. Go to hell or
well,
whatever.
Well, how do you know? I mean, let's look at it this way. Have you ever seen Vin Diesel and Van Damme together at the same time?
Maybe they're the same person.
Exactly. I'm just saying. This is kind of a Bruce Wayne Batman kind
maybe
of thing.
They
you
are,
know.
Actually. Maybe. Good point. Good one, Andy. Maybe.
Okay. Shall I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to say some really quick here. 3 o'clock High. It's a classic little comedy. It's an old one, folks. It's like 40 years old. 40 years old. Yeah. And it's about a kid who has to find some way to get out of school because at 3 o'clock, this big bully is going to have to fight him. He has to fight this bully, and the bully's going to kill him.
Okay.
And so he's got to find a way to get thrown out of school.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Before you do your round, Richard, let's take Michael, then we'll take yours. Go ahead, Michael.
So, hey, guys. The deadline for Waterboy is him having to take his GED test.
Oh, that's right.
Before they get too deep into the game.
Yes.
To play for him.
Yeah, good point. Good one. Okay, good one. Yes, thank you. Good job.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, you bet, Michael.
Thanks,
appreciate
Michael.
It. Yeah, I forgot that part. So, all right, Richard, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go. Well, this has kind of got to be a classic, in my opinion. And there's a deadline the entire movie because it's Dune. Or no, I can't do it right now. Jaws.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
Yeah, Jaws. Okay, hang on. I didn't have that on my list, so I got to type that one in.
That is right up there with the music you have for Darth Vader.
Yes.
As the greatest music for the villain. Go ahead.
All right, I have one. Actually, Charlie gave me this one, so I'm going to give this one to Charlie. I have not seen the movie yet. I want to watch it. Maybe I'll rent it this weekend. 1917.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tremendous movie. They have to get the message up to the lines before, I don't know if there's a literal time, but yeah, before the attack is launched because right. The attack's going to be a failure.
Right. Yeah, a certain
they
amount of
certain
hours
number
to do
of hours.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. There, 1917. Good job, Charlie.
By the way, wonderful movie.
All right, Richard. Let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back and do a couple more rounds. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll come right back. Barber's Foods, by the way. Greg Bloom was on with us this past Wednesday, and I'll be honest, I learned more about meat production, where it comes from, how it works, and all that than I've ever learned in my entire life. I tell you what, folks, if you want the best quality meat you can buy and get ready for Christmas, you can do that at Barber's Foods, and they'll really get you whatever you want. There's a ton of stuff on the website, but if you want anything different than that, just give them a call. They'll take care of you. It's Barber's with an S, barbersfoods.com.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers.
Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
All right. Movies with deadlines. Joe just emailed this in. Bikini Car Wash Company. The girls are back. Their business has been a success, and a purchase contract has been signed with an international mega business. But the company CEO is not playing straight. He wants only the land and the car wash locations that they're sitting on to tear them down and then build condos. The girls have only a week to raise $4 million to buy their company back. Lingerie sales over a TV channel is the method of choice, and since the product is demonstrated by the car wash principles, the flesh quotient remains as high as expected, Joe says.
Well, just like Joe, I only watch Bikini Car Wash for the articles.
Yeah, good one. All right, you're up.
Bikini Car Wash, Joe! You have corrupted all of New Jersey with that. Sorry. That's just not acceptable. Hey, really quick here. Richard, see if you agree with this one. This comes in from my wife. Galaxy Quest, when the countdown only goes to one.
Yeah, it's on the list. Yeah.
Remember that? The countdown goes to one no matter what you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it always just goes to one.
Yeah. Let me throw one in really quick here. It's an obvious one. It's a classic. Cinderella.
Yes, it's mentioned by our listeners.
Because you'll turn into a pumpkin if you don't.
Yes. Yet. Charlie mentioned that one, too.
All right. Okay. Richard, you're up.
Richard.
I'll give it to you. All right, I'm going to go with one. Again, a little bit old, but not super old yet, actually. Old for me. Dante's Peak.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Pierce, obviously, there's a deadline of, Inferno of Death.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, it's sort of like Mount St. Helens, only it's Dante's Peak.
It's more correct. Pierce Brosnan-y.
Yes. Okay. All right.
That's a word now.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. How about 48 Hours?
That was one of mine.
Okay. 48 Hours. There's a nice little clip in there about, what they have to do and how quickly they have to get. Nick Nolte, right?
And Eddie Murphy. Those two were just, they were perfect.
Is Nick Nolte's hair ever combed?
No.
Just asking.
Absolutely not.
All right, you're
okay,
up.
Here's one. It's a sequel, The Mummy Returns. And, deadline they got to meet is they've got to get the bracelet of Anubis is on their son. And they got to get him inside this pyramid before the sun rises on it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Richard?
Oh, geez, you guys, honestly, you're taking my movies.
Oh, was that yours, Mummy Returns?
Yes. Well, not that exact one. But go ahead, Dad. You run there. You go next one.
Okay. How about this? I'm surprised nobody's mentioned this one yet. The all-time movie about time, In Time with Justin Timberlake, where they're having to, everybody's got time on their arm, and the rich have more time than the poor do.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and you can steal time from one another and all those different things, right?
It's a good
weird
point.
Movie, but, sure. Sort of depressing, but... Sort of
okay.
Like COVID today.
Am I up again? Or
you're
what?
Up. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to throw one in here. Van Helsing.
Never saw it.
You guys never? Did you see it, Richard?
Oh, yes. Great one.
Right. And he's got to stop Dracula before the clock strikes 12 while he is a werewolf. Because once it strikes 12, Dracula can control him. So he's got a quick deadline there.
Wouldn't Teen Wolf apply to that as well? What's his face?
Yeah, with Michael J. Fox,
Michael J.
Teen
Fox,
Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Oh, sure. It's exactly the same. I can't tell them apart. Jeez. Richard, you're
right,
up.
You're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one, and this is probably stretching a little bit, but that's going to be Shawshank Redemption. Because obviously all of them have deadlines of either probation or whatever, but they want to escape, and they want to get out of prison
because
they could either all die or, just be in prison for the rest of their lives.
Okay.
Okay.
Somebody texted in, and I'm trying to think where the time or where the deadline is in Silence of the Lambs. Where's the deadline in Silence of the Lambs?
Hello, I mean, you don't want to get eaten.
I mean, where I don't know. I don't remember the deadline in that. Anybody? You, Charlie, Andy, anybody?
I can't remember it, but I'm sure there is one. He is so meticulous that it wouldn't surprise me.
Hello, Clarice.
I know. Well, is he wonderful?
What a just a
once
weird
again
movie.
Great, 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 great villain.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Since I mentioned a listener one, how about? You know what? I know this might be a stretch, but what about the Santa Claus movies?
Sure.
There's deadline of Christmas and getting toys delivered and getting everything handled and the reindeer going and all of that, right? I mean, even Elf would almost qualify as a deadline movie.
Almost.
Almost, right?
Okay, next one.
Well, wait a minute. At the end, when Elf's in the...
Right.
In the park.
In the park. And
they're trying to get the engine back on,
exactly.
But they don't, and they got to get the Christmas spirit up.
That's a deadline.
Well, that's a deadline, right?
Did you sing then, John?
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you
not.
Help? Did
no.
you? You did.
No,
you
I didn't.
Stood up in
no.
the audience
no.
and embarrassed
no.
yourself
no.
singing.
No, I did not. Nope. No, not at all. Okay, we got one more round. Go ahead. You got to make it quick.
Okay, really quick. Christopher Robin. He's grown up now, you know, with the.
Okay.
Pooh Bear and all this, but he's got a Monday meeting that he's where they're going to cut staff. Or he's got to come up with something else to save them.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And by the way, in Elf, there's also a deadline on the storybook that
That's
Elf's
true.
Dad has to write.
That's true.
Okay. All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, I'm going to say one for this is, and this is going to be a little bit morbid, but because of how it ends. But that's going to be the Green Mile, because obviously, again, I'm keeping with my theme, and because the one black guy is on
yeah.
death row.
Yeah.
And they have to try to.
Yeah.
And the warden's wife is sick, and so she needs to be saved. So all of these different things.
Okay.
Lots of different deadlines in there.
All right, I have one last one here from a listener, which is not an honorable mention, but actually a real deadline movie, Gumball Rally, an old movie about racing across country, Gumball Rally.
Okay.
We'll give you that one. All right, my last one, let's do this one. How about Ransom?
With Mel Gibson.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. That's a good
one. Good example.
Kind of ended at that one. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Richard, appreciate it. What are we doing next week, guys? What do you want to do next week? Any ideas? Any
no
thoughts?
No ideas.
Any ideas? None? Richard, any ideas?
None yet.
All right, well, we'll come up with something
I've
this week.
I've got a lot of white stuff, so that's all I'm worried about.
All right. Yeah, the white stuff will work. Okay, thanks, Richard. Bye. See you. All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Pure Fresh Chevrolet's up next. Yes, my new Corvette C8 is actually parked out there in the Corvette showroom. You're welcome to go by, check it out, and say hi to all the guys. And while you're there, check out the used car lot, the new car lot as well. They got a lot of vehicles in stock. I was there today. PureFreshChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purifoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purifoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, so some more honorable mentions from listeners. Executive Decision.
Kurt Russell.
Saving Private Ryan.
Not Kurt Russell.
Ghostbusters.
Not Kurt Russell.
Does Ghostbusters have a deadline in it?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and there's Escape from New York was another one.
That's Kurt Russell.
That is... Right. All right. We got another full hour coming your way. We'll get back into talking some COVID stuff. I've got some things I want to mention from our illustrious governor, Kevin Polis, where this guy, he just doesn't know when to stop. He is a knucklehead of all knuckleheads.
And he's also just an emperor in his own mind.
Is he trying to play runner up to Whitmer?
I guess.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a competition.
I don't know what's in this guy's mind. He's just lost it.
It's one big hate fest.
All right, so we'll talk about that when we come back. Another full hour coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.